003, Tuesday night, Simon Nun Hay. Siv Dalad. Simon Nun Hay, Siv Dalad. Siv Hay, well, really, we could start from. We did Siv Dalad yesterday. Siv Dalad talked about the minig that some had to make a cut on the 10th for a minyan, maybe with a chumish, maybe without a chumish, maybe with a sefer Torah, maybe without a sefer Torah. Siv Hay says, "Lo hevi shtei sairis," you should realize that even if he's 13 years old, but if he doesn't have two hairs, shaila if it means only in the erva area or anywhere in his body, two hairs. Afilu who gadol b'shanim, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah about that. Even if he's 13 years old, dino kakaton. When you say 13, you really need two things. You need physical maturity, which is manifested by the hairs, and years. So you need a certain stage of maturity, a physical maturity. So the Gemara says in many places that that's a product of years, and the body undergoes puberty, whatever they got. I don't know if that's the right technical term, but that you need that also. Okay. It's like Achietzu Rov Shnoso until he's 35 years old. Halacha recognizes 35 as 70 years is the lifespan, the average lifespan. Shazi's Borosh Husaris. I think the English word is eunuch. Okay.
That means he's not coming to.
Yeah, but he's a double.
He's stop waiting for puberty.
Right, and he's not a cotton anymore. Then he's a gadol. Well, once he's a sorius, then the lack of simonim is no longer indicative of the fact that he's still a cotton. So then he becomes a gadol. The amnulah simoni sorius kodim l'chein, because there are simoni sorius. Mr. World, bring that down. You know, for gadol, once he's 20 years old.
Without
stay sorius. Well, with Stay Cyrus, he's not a Cyrus. So again, if all that there is no Cyrus, then 35 makes him a godly. We say he's a Cyrus. If he has Simoni Cyrus, then 20 makes him a godly. No Cyrus, Simoni Cyrus. He's 20. Godly. And go. For me, you ain't a doctor in the Cyrus, you don't check him out. We assume that he has two Cyrus. And the Maaseh of the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain that we pass that for all the Rabbonos, that's the case. We assume he has two Cyrus. That's why we let a Bar Mitzvah boy lane. We let a Bar Mitzvah boy lane because that's from the Rabbonos. We let a Bar Mitzvah boy down for the Yomah. Just about everything's the Rabbonos. Would we let a Bar Mitzvah boy blow shofar and be motzi everybody in the mitzvah of shofar the first day? This year. But the first day, we would not.
Is this a machlokas?
No. It means machlokas in the Gemara. Sure.
No, here. Sephardim, Ashkenazim.
No, why? The Mechaber didn't talk about checking him for Simonim or assuming he has Simonim.
So the Mechaber would hold by this also.
The Mechaber doesn't address this point. The Mechaber talks about if he doesn't have two Cyrus. The Rama addresses the point of assuming he has it versus checking him to see if he has it. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chafei. Shtei Cyrus Meshor Makomo Saguf. Even if he has in the beard, Mishnah Berurah paskens he needs means in the mokum erva. You need two shtiris in the mokum erva. If he doesn't have it, he's a kotel. Maybe shtei shtiris nasa gadol miyom shehevi v'loy l'mafreya, not retroactive. He's a gadol from when he brought the two shtiris. If he doesn't have two Cyrus, it's Rosh Nos of Lobina Rakumecha Jesra Lamade Shana, the first day. It's really, you don't even need one day. You need 1 hour, one moment. When we say a person is 35 years old, so he's completed 35 complete years. That's what we call 35 years old. And then 1 minute goes by, and that's it. That's all you need to consider him Lamed Heishon of the Yom Echad. When we say Yud Gimel Shon of the Yom Echad, we mean Yud Gimel Shon in the 1 minute.
It's not Lace Lace.
What?
It's not Lace Lace.
No.
You don't have to know whether he was born at 7 a.m.
No. Right. But that's a different issue. That's saying that the Yud Gimel Shona is not determined by Isla'es. Then you'll always see the phrase Yud Gimel Shona the Yom Echad. But it doesn't mean the Yom Echad. It's Yud Gimel Shona a minute Echad, second Echad. It means 13 complete years and then you've started the 14th. That's what the phrase means. The whole Lashon, though, is the way we talk now. In the Chumash, when you say something's 13 years old, you mean he's in his 13th year. It's what we call 12. When the Chumash describes an animal as 1 year old, it means it's in its first year, from birth to 1 year old. The Torah calls that 1 year old. When the Torah says Moshe was 80 years old when he stood before Paro, it means he was in his 80th year, what we would call 79. Torah calls it 80, in his 80th year of life. But when we say Yud Gimel Shonim, we're talking like we talk. You have to be 13 complete years. Okay. The truth is, it's because of the first thing that we say Yud Gimel Shonim V'Yom Echad. That's how we make clear that we mean not in the 13th year, but if the 13th year, 13 years have passed. Not in the 13th year. So the way we express it is by saying Yud Gimel Shonim V'Yom Echad. That's why you'll always see that phrase. In other words, because Yud Gimel Shonim in the Lashon of the Torah would mean in the 13th year, so the way to express, no, I don't mean in the 13th year. I mean that 13 complete years have passed by, so we say Yud Gimel Shonim V'Yom Echad. But that's where the mistake comes from. We don't mean V'Yom Echad. We mean the second and 1 minute and 1 second. 13 years and a nanosecond is also good. It just means 13 complete years, not in the 13th year. That's why that phrase is used. To clarify that we don't mean in the 13th year. Okay, Sha'azius Barer, if he goes 35 years and plus, I guess in English you would also say 35 plus years. If he goes 35 plus years, if he goes 35 plus years, without Cyrus, he's a Gadol. We say he's a Saris. She'oz Yisbara, Ratzalomer, Vos Nasa Gadol, Amafreya, Mishnas Yud Gimel Shonim V'Yom Echad. Oh, that's important to know. That's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara. When a person becomes a Gadol through being 35 years old without Simonim, he becomes a Gadol retroactively to age 13. Because we say, oh, he's a Saris. So he's a Saris, so he doesn't have Cyrus. So he's going to be a Gadol from when he's 13. I know Cyrus. Oh, he's a Cyrus. He doesn't have Cyrus. So Cyrus is not a relevant role. That's how we pass it. It's Machlekes in the Gemara. Simoni Cyrus, Mavur Bebenezes, Shemakufayim Beisutai, it's how he urinates. There's a whole bunch of physical Simonim that's given over. Vafilu Echad Menas Simonim Haneskarim Shom. Even one of the Simonim Mahani Bahashvos of the Saris, and Lo Hevishtei Cyrus Gam Bezokon Kemavur Ba'Agosha. Okay, Dino Kegadol, but when he's 20, the Saris with Simonim becomes a Gadol when he's 20. The Dafkei Shigir was Nas Esrim, which is 30 days into the 20th year. That's just something you have to remember. That with Simonim, he has to be 20 years and 30 days. sometimes 30 days is needed to be much of it a year. Lo hevi shtei sairis, dov mani asimon, and mushavi v'saris v'mafreya. You're still a saris retroactively. You become a gadol from age 13. It's just we're talking about when the simoni saris help. So it's simoni saris plus being age 20 without sairis, that's what tells us you're a saris. Once you're a saris, you're a gadol from age 13, even without sairis. Bein shenobu asimon v'shas esrim, ekoidim l'zeh, abokoidim v'yelosh nas esrim, Afal pishe shekola simoni sarisos, amin an adayin ukata. Fine, if you got them to Matavi Blimey, doing a true film with the Rabbon, and that's the Eshka Hokkal of Torfa, if you look like the Mesrim, and Nereboy Simoni Saris. So what are the rules? Again, just to Chazarobo quickly, 13 years and two Cyrus makes you a Godel. If you're a Saris, then you don't need Cyrus, because a Saris doesn't have Cyrus. Okay, how do we know a person's a Saris? Either by having him be 35 plus years, and not having Cyrus, that's one way. We know the Saris. Another way is to have Simone Saris enumerated in Ebenezer, a whole bunch of physical things, and him being 20 and 30 days without Cyrus. That's another way we know he's a Saris. And again, once we know he's a Saris, he's a Godel of Afreya from age 13, even without Cyrus.
Whether it was 35 or 20 and 30 days, either one.
Whether it was 35 because of no Cyrus, or 20 and 30 days because of Simoni Saris helping us along. In both cases, he becomes a Gadol Mafreya at 13. Once a person's a Saris, then the only determining factor of his godless need be the age 13. You need not have the hairs, because he ain't going to have hairs. He's a Saris. The only question is, how do we determine someone's a Saris? So either 35 full years without Simonim, or 20 years and 30 days with Simoni Saris. That's how we know you're a Saris. One of those two ways.
Like, what's enough? If he does, like, something...
Gadol, if you can count him for a minion. You want to know the Mafreya, in practical terms, what's the Mafreya? Actually, I mean, it's not like this in Yavamas. Let's say he said testimony... Gemara has said testimony. Turns out he was a Gadol and he was able to say testimony. The Gemara talks about Hasra Safek. If you hold Hasra Safek Shema Hasra, it could make a difference. Okay. Pashtus not that would bring the Hasra into play. Hasra Safek. You can't really give him Hasra because he might be a cop.
Is edus on things that happened during that period
of
time.
Yeah. Below the okay. Now, the Ramon makes a completely new point. The Ramon makes the point that and this is called Chazaka Derabba. You might see the phrase, and it's called Chazaka Derabba. The Chazaka that someone who's 13 has simonim is called Chazaka Derabba. We do not rely on Chazaka Derabba. The Paskan Chazaka Derabba is not a strong Chazaka. We do not rely on it for a Dioraisa. We do rely on it for a Derabbanan. Again, most of the things we have and do are called Midrabbanan. Why do we count them for a minion, though, to say Kedusha and things like that? Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Is it really the Rabbana when you say a Dovish of Kedusha needs 10? That's really a Din D'Oraisa. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ratzalom alinyan tefila shi mid Rabbanan. Davening is mid Rabbanan. Tefila da da'as ha'poiskin the tefila hu D'Oraisa. But Seiref HaSorah, the idea of a minyan, is lav D'Oraisa. Al kein samchinan al zeb amrinan kivin shebo l'chal shmosov v'stoma evi shtei tzayus. The Rov HaNosh and most people, like he mishigil l'kol shonim, the stomach being shtei sirus. Avalon yinyan shor chiyuv at the araisa ain't a moyo. Okay, but what about... the idea that... if it's not a bracha levatala, so you're not dealing with a araisa. But what's wrong with saying a davish of a kedusha without a minyan? not dealing with a d'oraisa, I guess. So therefore, you can count them for a minyan, which we do. Ma'asim b'chol yom, we count a 13-year-old boy for a minyan. Right? The din might be a din d'oraisa, but I guess there's no real d'oraisa dicker ramification. So what do? You said kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvakol, melo chalorot kodosh. So you said Yehi Shmei Rabba Mavarach the Olam Reome Omaya, and maybe you shouldn't have because there was no minion, but you're not violating the Araisa, so that's why we do count it. There's no violation, there's no the Araisa think of violation, even if there's a din that you need 10 people to say it's the Dovid of Kedusha, but you're not like over at the Araisa that's reserved for Lavin or something like that. I guess you can't understand, you're not, you didn't violate the Araisa Dika din by saying, if I would stand up now and say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Moloch HaLoretz, Kodol, okay? It's not Kedusha, that's all. So you didn't say Kedusha.
Why is it so Pashat that that's a, that it's a Araisa?
You
learned
that from a Pasuk.
Yeah, so it's not smoke, maybe?
Yeah, but what gives you the right to say that?
I'm just saying, is there's it no clear din. In the postgame that it's a deraisa?
It's a din deraisa. It's a din deraisa. It's just that you're not dealing with a deraisa. In other words, I'll give you an example. The Sias Kapayim is considered a Dovish of Inclusion and needs Asura to do it. That could be a din deraisa, but you know, there's no Isser deraisa to say Bechas Kleinim without a minion. It's not like, not violating a deraisa. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. It's like, it's almost like a lachatchila dikadim, that it requires asara. But you didn't really have to see a skapayim, that's the point. Like, even if I say it's a din d'oraisa, yeah, I'm saying that you didn't really do nesias kapayim, because you didn't have asara. And nesias kapayim requires asara. So if I call the din that a davash of kedusha requires asara, a din d'oraisa, which I'm convinced it is. But at most that means that you didn't say a double kedusha. You fooled yourself. You came home, you say, did I say kedusha today? Yes. No, you didn't. You didn't really say kedusha today. There were no 10 people there. It's not kedusha. You didn't say kedusha. You didn't say a double kedusha. You thought you were answering Yehesh Meirabo. You really were not answering. You don't have that special kick that you answered Yehesh Meirabo. You didn't answer Yehesh Meirabo. There was no minion. But you didn't violate the Araisa, which is why we can rely on Chazaka Derabba, which we do, Maisim B'chol Yom, that you have 9 people and a 13-year-old boy, and we daven and say Kedusha, and we say Kaddish. But you're not violating the Araisa. If he's really a Kotan, when are you violating the Araisa? If a Kotan blows Shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So if he's a Kotan, everybody violated the D'oraisa, so they didn't hear shofar. They were over the D'oraisa. What?
You were Batlanase.
Batlanase, that's a D'oraisa. So that's why you can't have a cotton. You know, he doesn't have a beard, but we assume that he has Cyrus, but he has someone with children. Usually ends up happening someone with children. Someone with children automatically knows about it. Mishnah Berurah grabbed the Paskins, having a beard is not enough. Now he said two Cyrus by the beard area. It means, but a full-fledged beard, a regular beard, you already can assume he has two Cyrus, Lamato, the Muck America. Okay. I want more Sif, let's do the Neda. Yemitzchel Echad Me'a Asora Le'os Palel. Levado. You know, people come to Minyan, sometimes they're in a world of their own. We all know such people. So he went to heaven and he started davening, and now he's davening from Esri or whatever, and he can't answer with you. Ben Yochalano Simoyan, Oshu Yoshe. Certainly happens. Afilu Ochi Humitstarif Imon. You don't need the 10 people to be able to answer. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll get more clear the exact Gedorim here. Echad meha asora, hu adin yoyser meyechad. Bulvach yishar rurubam, 6. Shemus Balin Shmona Esrei V'yecholim Lanos Imo, and six are answering. V'yesh Machmir and V'yesh Meyechad, more than one. U'b'yoshen V'vadi Ein L'tzorach Afidu L'mokum Adachak Yesh Meyechad Ki B'lav Ochi Yeshar B'poyskim U'machmir and V'yoshen U'b'yoshen, as we're about to see. Osho Yoshen Ayin B'prima Godem Shekodah Duot In the Yimzun and Asora Kamke Yoshen Mitzparach L'daz V'shulchan Orach Lomin Yen Tfilah L'nyan Kriyas Atornasi Yiskapayim Tzorachiyun Avlinya Kriya Samagila Bhavadi and a Yoshim Tarafla Sola Kuli Alma, the Magila boy Sola Persumini, so be Yoshim like a person. Why is all this true? Why doesn't he have to answer, or at least potentially answer, be able to answer, in order to form a minion? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's a Katan Lamed Dalet, the Bechol Asora Shahim Gedolim, Shechina Sharia Beinayim, Menigdash Nibesoch Bnei Yisrael Kvina Behu. So if he's sleeping, big deal. Even if most of them are sleeping. I don't know, if most of them are sleeping. They're taking up an Israel. They're out of it. They're out of it. You're not addressing that. When the Mechaber says there, if the guy's davening, it's only a way to describe a case that he's not answering, that he's not capable of answering. I'm not talking about davened already, he didn't daven already. You're thinking of, is it tefillah b'tzibur if you don't have 10 people in the parlor? We'll get to that issue. We're not getting to that issue at all. In this sitting. The Mechaber just picked a case of a guy not answering. So he picked two cases. The guy is standing Shmona Esrei, so he's not answering. Or he's sleeping, so he's not answering. That's all that we're talking about. And the Mechaber says that you still have a minion. The Shechina's there. So let's go back and just think. Sifkotan Lamed Beis said even more than one, as long as there's six, and some were machmer by more than one. So in the Mishnah Berurah Paskin that by Yoshin you certainly shouldn't allow more than one, because even one is very questionable by a guy that's sleeping. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. The Tom takes issue with Yoshin, who severely dain mitzarif. Veskimim aprichodesh the Yoshin choshev kashoita. Ayin shom. It's interesting. The hilchos gittin of Yoshin is not like a shoita. If I make a shliach to give a get, if a person makes a shliach to give a get and becomes a shoita. So the din is the shliach cannot give over the get while the mashaleach is a shaita. The machlekas rishonim, if it's the oraisa or the rabbonon, but that's certainly the din. But if you make a shliach and you go to sleep, we have no problem with that. Adarabba, probably the reason you made a shliach is because you want to go to sleep. So there's no problem. So what's the pshat in this difference? The pshat is Shota is a different person, right? And so we say, even though he made a shliach, but if he can't do it, the shliach can't do it. A different person. Someone sleeping is not perceived as a different person. He's perceived as a regular guy in a temporary state, which he'll wake up from soon. So like, there's no, he didn't change his essence. He's a person, you know. So right now he wouldn't be able to be Megarish his wife because he's sleeping. But like, big deal. That doesn't affect who he is and what he is and what his kolchos are and what he can accomplish and do. And if he's roi, lagarish, or sishto, he's sleeping, that's all. You know, he went to sleep, took a nap. So, but here the Mishnah Berurah brings, the Taz does not hold like that. The Taz's phrase is, it's like a shota. In other words, right? And we would say the chilak I just made, that a shota can't count for a minion because of who he is. And a Yoshein is a regular person who happens to be sleeping at this moment. It's like, big deal. It's not such a big deal. So, okay, so it's a machlekes. The Mechaber holds Taka Yoshein is no problem, so to speak, no problem. You can be mitzarif him. If he's one, make sure he's not more than one, because the Taz holds even one, you have to wake up. Mishnah Berurah says you have to try to wake him up. Okay, lechatchila v'vali tzorich lahakitzo. That's an important psak. But if not for that psak, it would be also to wake him up. You'd probably get an isser from Gezel Shina. What gives you the right to wake him up now? Who says he wants to be woken up? It means, you know, he wants to be part of the minyan. You know, I told you, I just had this story this past Shabbos. Or two Shabbosim ago, where I told you the story in the Vesika minyan. And Chaniche, so there was no minyan, there were 9 people. And the clock's ticking down, there's like 10 minutes left, 9 minutes left. So, 2 people came in to learn. The Vesika minyan is in the, in Chaniche I'm talking, the Vesika minyan is in, there's a Snoshim. So 2 people came in to learn the regular shul. And they were learning, obviously they had a Seder before the regular minyan. So they sat down to learn, so they asked them to come in to the, and they refused. I said, no, we have a Seder, we're learning. Yeah. So the fella told everybody to go into the main shul and to daven there. So I, you know, I don't mix in, it's not my shul, I just, but I told him afterwards he was wrong. I mean, you know, nobody could talk to him. He didn't want to make a tumult. I told him he was wrong. They didn't want to be part of the minyan, so then it wasn't right to impose the minyan upon them.
Didn't help anyone.
Why? Okay.
Unless they started
davening. No. So you daven sikkim without tremendous bowling.
You could do all the.
First of all, the famous thing, if you always daven tzibur, you daven b'yechidah. But second of all, many poskim hold that is called tefillah b'tzibur. You don't need tamas pa'ala. I mean, yeah, I'd call that a chumrah. There are many poskim that hold it's called tefillah b'tzibur if you don't have tamas pa'ala. We're going to learn about that. We're going to learn. What am I saying this for? Because the Mishnah Berurah says you should wake him up. So he says you're allowed to wake him up. So maybe it means, you know, really, in real life, why are you allowed to wake him up? If you don't have a minion, you're allowed to wake him up? And he's sleeping. So maybe it's talking about he wants to be part of your minion, but he fell asleep. So then you can wake him up. So the guy walked in and put his head down. So who says you're allowed to wake him up if you want to have a minion? I don't know. Maybe it's talking about you have an umdana, and he wouldn't mind. I don't know. It's an interesting point that the Mishnah Berurah just blithely says you can wake him up. At least wake him up enough that he's misnamnein. You know, everybody knows what misnamnein is, right? If you ask him where something is, he doesn't know. But if you say, is it here, is it here, is it here, then he will know. Ido's going to say over the Gemara's Lashon now that he learned like 80 times. Hechidomi misnamnein. Nim below nim, tir below tir, the kari lay the ani, below yoga la duri svara. Really? It's like, I think every Masechta in Shas has that line in it. Hechi domi nisamne, nim below nim, tir below tir, kari lay the ani, below yoga la duri svara. Oshu, okay. So what did we learn in this sif? We learned in Sivov that you don't need 10 people answering Kedusha or Kaddish. You're not talking about tefillah b'tzibur. You're talking about answering. He's mitzaref to make a minyan. The Taz doesn't like the sleeping thing. He compares it to Shota, even though I told you in the Gemara there's a very clear difference between Shota in such a matter. A Shota is called not bar hochi, and a Yoshein is called a regular guy who happens to be sleeping at this point in time. The Taz and the Prichodesh hold you cannot count the Shota. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, therefore, to wake him up. Yes. What? Yoshein, to make him up. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Wait. But the guy davening Shmona Esrei is certainly a Bar Hochi, and you have your minion even though he's not answering. That's the point of this sif. Let's just look quickly at the Bir Halacha and see if he is anything to our storehouse of knowledge. I'm the Mishnah Berurah. If number 10 is sleeping, wake him up. How much should we worry about the Taz? That's what he's asking. How much should we worry about the Taz, who, if you come right down to it, is arguing with the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Taz and the Mogen Avraham and the Shach, many times out of the Shulchan Aruch. But so the Mishnah Berurah is not quite sure. He after the B'Prim Agodim cause of the Imi Yevshar Hasoymech Al Shulchan Aruch Lo Hifsid, the B'Prim Agodim himself, no, not himself, the B'Prim Agodim writes that Lo Hifsid, if you rely on the Shulchan Aruch, V'Chein Mashma Me'echai Adam. This is what I mean by Bir Halacha style. If you have any doubts or questions, where he ends up, you know, can't tell the place coming out of scorecard. Hello, Zerka Yaisa, V'Chein Aderech Hayim. His Gimel Matal Zerpri Chodesh. The Efshar. The Mamokam Shem is Paul and Kaddish and Kedusha B'Kol Rom. V'Ashor B'Lachash Yesh Lohokam B'Mokam Atchak B'Yoshem. Meaning, it's not a question of Chazoros Hashatz. If there's no Chazoros Hashatz, like a Hoicha Kedusha or it's Myrith, so then you could be making the less B'Vech Hashash Bracha L'Batola. But if you're only doing, if you're doing Chazoros Hashatz on the basis of the sleeping person, then you have to be more worried about the Taz. It's not so clear. He doesn't really come out definitively and say the Paskin like the Taz, but he really basically always wants you to be Chayshish for the Taz, or almost always, in Shalom Baruch Hu Atala, he wants you to really worry about the Taz. Okay, we'll stop here.